from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. It's Thursday, March 17th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how the Russian invasion of Ukraine is having an effect on the cost of fertilizer here in the U.S. But first, these headlines. The Illinois Supreme Court could soon decide whether the state's firearm owner's ID or FOID card is unconstitutional. Alex Stegman reports.
Illinois Assistant Attorney General Garen Fisher says FOID helps the state filter out convicted felons or others not allowed to own a gun.
It answers the specific question that the state is authorized by the Constitution to ask. Do you fit into one of these categories?
Attorney David Siegel says there are other ways to achieve that without infringing on a gun owner's right to protect their home.
There's already state and federal laws against that. And if the state feels that that category is too lax, it can pass more targeted laws for those things.
Siegel represents Vivian Brown, charged for not having a FOID card when police found a long gun in her Southern Illinois home. The court is expected to issue a ruling soon. I'm Alex Stegman.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says Russia's president should be prosecuted for war crimes because of the attack on Ukraine. On the 21st talk show Tuesday, Durbin said Vladimir Putin ranks as the worst war criminal of the 21st century, and that calling for charges is not counterproductive to stopping the war.
Vladimir Putin's paranoia is no excuse for killing innocent people, for bombing maternity hospitals and children's hospitals. It's an outrage to think that that strategy, which he seems to glory in, is still even possible in the 21st century.
Durbin says the International Criminal Court in The Hague is already receiving evidence from Ukrainians of criminal acts by Russians. As schools throughout Illinois grapple with teacher shortages, Danville is working out the kinks in a Grow Your Own Teacher program. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Danville School District 118 has promised to cover class costs for teacher aides and other staff who want to go back to school to become teachers. Despite interest from about 20 staff members, just one assistant teacher has taken up the district's offer. Kimberly Pabst is the District 118 Director of Human Resources. She is considering how to tweak the district's initiative to tempt more to sign up.
Yes, the interest may be there, but the time commitment becomes a challenge for people that are already, you know, set in their way with families and personal life. I really think it's the time commitment piece.
Graduating the program would mean a significant salary jump. The starting salary for teachers is more than twice the starting salary for assistant teachers. Danville is paying for the courses with federal COVID-19 relief. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how the Russian invasion of Ukraine is affecting the cost of fertilizer here in the U.S. That's next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. The economic effects of Russia's invasion of Ukraine are being felt all over the world, including in Midwestern farm fields. Sanctions against Russia have led to skyrocketing prices for several different kinds of fertilizers critical to growing crops. As Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, the timing couldn't be worse for farmers.
Mark Scott is getting ready to park his truck after driving from his 2,000-acre farm in Wentzville, Missouri, into St. Louis to drop off 1,000 bushels of corn and 900 bushels of soybeans at a grain elevator. This is a tough off-season for farmers like Scott. The Russian invasion of Ukraine and the subsequent sanctions are hitting Scott and other farmers in a new way. Fertilizer is very expensive.
It's doubled in price than last year, so I locked up all my nitrogen this morning before it took another jump, and it's probably 38% to 40% higher than last year. So
Russia is a big exporter of fertilizer and its raw materials. The country's exports account for 18% of the world potash market, 20% of ammonia sales, and 15% of urea. Plus, a lot of the natural gas, the most expensive part of making nitrogen fertilizers, comes from Russia. And while the U.S. doesn't buy much fertilizer directly from Russia, other countries that do are now shopping among America's suppliers. And Scott says the prices are the highest he has ever seen in his 31 years of farming.
We may be at a loss this year versus last year just due to the high input prices.
Even before sanctions, fertilizer prices were already high because of supply chain problems and natural disasters shutting down some big plants. Prices were so high that the Family Farm Action Alliance asked the Department of Justice to investigate, and the Iowa Attorney General announced his own inquiry. Then the war started, and it created an unprecedented situation.
I mean, we always see shifts in prices for lots and lots of reasons, but this has been incredibly dramatic in a very short period of time.
That's Pat Westhoff, an agricultural economics professor at the University of Missouri. He says the situation is bad. Just how bad depends on each individual farmer's timing. That's because farmers typically sign contracts to buy so-called inputs like fertilizer and seeds for the price they are now. They also do the same with crops they grow, agreeing to a sale price before seeds are even in the ground. Westhoff says that increases the risk.
If you forward contracted your grain a while ago at much lower prices than we have now, but didn't arrange for your fertilizer supplies, you could be in very deep trouble right now.
Westhoff says the good news, if there is any, is that wheat, corn, and soybean prices are also way up because of sanctions against Russia and the uncertainty of Ukraine's production and its inability to export. Randy Trainer is with BKD, a Missouri-based accounting firm that works with farmers. He says with both grain and fertilizer prices going up, it may seem as if they'll just offset each other. But he says that could change.
So right now they're working together. They don't always work together. And that's the risk that comes this spring and this summer.
Trainer says a deep drop in grain prices with fertilizer costs skyrocketing could be disastrous. Farmers like Mark Scott say even if he gets better prices for corn and soybeans, it may not cover soaring fertilizer costs.
Basically, all the farmers are going to do is pass that money through. We're not going to keep any of it because our inputs have increased probably at a higher percentage than the actual grain prices.
Farmers say you have to be an optimist in this business, and every season they have to make decisions with limited information. This year is no different, even if the cause is a war in Europe. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see increasing clouds today with a high of 73 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, and Jonathan All. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.